Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Just came out of the One Thing Conference. If you need to catch it, you can go to the VFNT. You can go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and you're going to have access, or even click on links, and you can be able to go to the One Thing Conference. We'll have that available there for you. And you got to watch. You can watch these, fullness of it. But first, I want you to hear this because it is my heart, it's our heart, and we're just in such harmony in our spirits with Francis Chan and his love for God. He's a brother. And the question is, he's asking here, we'll talk about it in the future, but, you know, anything I could do to you is to get you to read your Bible, to read your Bible. And that's what we're always talking about. When you hear us talk about abiding, go to iabide.org to get an abiding plan. That's what we're talking to you about. We're talking to you about how to have a relationship with God and His Word, and you and God, live your life out in victory. As a matter of fact, listen to this.
I would love to just devote my whole time to begging you to read this book. Please, study this book. Study this book over and over and over again. We're about to start a new year. Do you realize it takes less than 10 minutes a day to read through this book in an entire year? Like, if you just take 10 minutes of your day to read this book, you could read the whole thing this year. That's average reading speed, under 10 minutes a day. I'm begging you, study this book. The greatest moments of my life, the greatest times with God, are the times when no one else is around. I mean, these conferences, this is great. You know, gathering with other people, that's just great, and it's important, and God wants that. But I'm just telling you, my greatest times are the times when I'm just with this book in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going, God, show me what this book says. And then once I see what it says, I go out and I do it, and I experience the Word of God. I experience the power of God. I'm begging you, know this book. And I'm telling you, I hate reading. Man, I hate reading. I don't know about you guys, but it's just one of the last things I'd want to do. I'd rather cuddle with a cat. You know, I hate cats. I'm just saying, I don't like to read, but I love Jesus, and I want to know Him, and I don't believe you can really know Him apart from His Word. So get alone and don't say, oh, you know what, I just pray. No, you're lazy. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. We're supposed to be students of this book. Read it over and over and over, and don't stray from the words in this book. Because here's the thing. People are going to lie to you. People are going to lie to you. You need to know when they're lying to you. People are going to lie to you. And not only are they going to lie to you, but sometimes in life, you will actually want people to lie to you. That's what, you see, Paul says in 2 Timothy 4, he says, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who's to judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. Listen to this. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Paul says there's going to come a time in the end when people won't want to listen to this book. They're not going to want to listen to sound doctrine, but instead they actually want to be lied to. They're actually going to find a teacher to tell them what their itching ears want to hear. But he tells Timothy, keep preaching this book. Stick to the doctrine. Stick to the Word of God. Because the human nature, man, we're going to want certain things. And I've seen it so many times. It's going to happen in this room. It's going to happen to some of you. Where bad desires lead to bad theology. It's not that you read the Word of God and you just misinterpret it. There's so many times when you just want something, and so you make the Word of God fit what you want. Like maybe you're in a relationship right now with someone you know who is not in love with Jesus. And you want that relationship so badly that you're going, well, what does it mean to be yoked together with an unbeliever anyways? You know, we're not really married. And, you know, and then it's like, oh, man, I just want to be with this person. And then suddenly it becomes like this, well, you know, this, what is marriage anyways? If we love each other, and it starts with this desire, just like in the marriages when they start to fall apart, you just go, well, you know, I mean, is divorce really that bad? I could probably go in the Christian bookstore and find books that tell me it's okay. You start wanting these lies. You start wanting these things, and you find a teacher, and then pretty soon it's like, you know what, is there a hell anyways? I mean, who really wants to believe in that anyways? I mean, there's probably, and you start wanting, and it leads you down this path of bad theology. But it wasn't because you just studied the Word and go, I don't think God's a God of wrath. I think he's okay with sexual immorality. I think there's no way. But Paul says at the end times what people are going to do, they're going to find the teachers. They'll find people to lie to them. And I'm telling you, people will lie to you.
It's amazing. That was a Francis Chan. And when you think about it, he's talking about 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. And it reads, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires. And he talked about bad desires lead to bad theology. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers that'll tell them what their itching ears want to hear. Reverend Feelgood, Minister Comfort. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. When you think about that, when you think about desires, I think about James chapter 1, verse 13, when he starts talking about how desires produce sin in us. It causes us to end up in bad theology. He says, listen. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God does not tempt God is not tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desires. If we follow our own desires, it will produce bad desires, produce bad theology. And that's what he's saying right here. So we're actually led astray or enticed by these evil. So we're going to be enticed to do wrong things, but we have to stay up under truth and stay rightly related to the truth and those who are actually speaking truth into our life. Then he says, if we do that, and on in James, he says, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, I mean, after you build your whole building around Reverend Feelgood, and you have your whole theology established. No, hell's not real. Sin's not bad. And God understands. After desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, and that's the difficult thing people to understand. The journey that you're growing on right now, the end of this thing is this. Sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. And that's the end. It makes you think about in Jude, when he talks about it in verse 16, he says, these men are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others or lie to others for their own advantage. Understand that the only reason someone would lie to you is because they're getting something out of it. Maybe you're not finding out the truth, or maybe them wanting something from you. And that's what they're talking about right here. But he also says this, and we're going to continue this and our next program. Don't forget, four programs back to back. So make sure you catch us in our next program. But he says, you know, they will gather around them. Notice this, that you know, everybody's dogging out all these false teachers and all that. But if you're under a false teacher, it's because you choose to be under a false teacher. It's not their fault. It's, I can't believe that this grocery store is selling this, you know, whatever stuff. And it's like, stop shopping there.
That's right.
I can't believe that this church that I go to, they're not preaching from the Word of God. Well, first of all, it's probably not the church. Secondly, stop going there. And he says, this is what he says. This is really profound. He says that these people who follow their own desires, This is what Paul's telling Timothy. He says, the time is coming, and I'm telling you, this time has now come. The prophecy has been fulfilled today. Mm-hmm. He says, they gather around them many Reverend Feelgoods. Mm. They gather around them many teachers. In other words, they're the ones, first of all, come on. You're a hireling. They told you what to say. Every time you venture out and God convicts you and you begin to speak the truth, they threaten you. Then your wife tells you, honey, we need this job. Don't you understand? If they fire you, where would our insurance come from? Mm. And all these different things like,
yeah,
honey, this is not a job. This is a call. God has called me. And then finally, you bow back down and you do what Sister Jones told you to do. We hired you to do this, and you maintain, you stay within the pattern that we hired you. If we hired you, we'll fire you and we'll bring somebody else again. Run for your life. Run for your life, minister. And you're going to be Reverend Feel Bad while you're making them feel good. And God's going to deal with you for giving them these false teachings. Secondly, realize that they're gathering them around them. So if you're complaining about people teaching you things that are not truth, but you're showing up there and you gather those folks around you, you can say all you want to. You can look up all the things you want to, but you hired that man. Mm-hmm. It is so, I mean, you're criticizing somebody that you hired. You looked at his or her resume. Here you are trying to dog them out right now because they're not doing what you perceived in your own personal job qualifications that they should be doing. It's like, you should have been hiring a man of God anyway. You can't hire a man of God. Mm. He or she may say, listen, God has called me here. I will tell you the truth here. And if you reject the truth, you reject me, and I'll move on. And we have so much more to talk about. Don't forget, we're four programs back to back. We're going to continue this conversation our next program. The time has now come. Francis Chan nailed it. This is a plumb line for us. We have to understand that these days have come, but yet we individually are in control of that. Who are we going to gather around as truth bearers or Reverend Feelgood? And he was talking about, you know, you got to read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. And he's talking from, and I began to mention it, but just kind of review it real quick, like 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. And he said, the reason why you got to read it is because men are going to lie to you. And not only that, you're going to want to find men to lie to you. You're going to eventually, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, bad desires lead you to bad theology. And in Paul's writing Timothy here, he says, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear and what they want to hear. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. And what I'm saying is that time has now come. It was a prophecy until it wasn't happening. It's happening now. And what I was saying in the earlier program, if you didn't catch it, you can catch it at VFNTV.com. And we don't forget, we have four programs back to back. We're on 24 hours a day. Is the fact that, that first of all, their desires, they were following their desires. And I talked about that in James chapter 1. You know, it's our own, when we're enticed into sin by our own evil desires. And so, you know, what we have to do is don't follow our own evil desires. We got to follow the good desires. And God puts those desires in our heart. And the end of that is death. And also I talked about Jew, he's talking about these men who are the grumble and they're fault finders and they follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter or lie, that's what flattery is, others for their own advantage. And so understand that first of all, it's the desires that lead people. They start following their sin nature.
Yeah.
They just start saying their sin nature, and all of a sudden sin is not sin anymore. I mean, you think about it, the prominent word that's being promoted now is the fact that, is sin really sin anymore? I mean, what is this thing about marriage? What is this thing about purity? What is this thing about turning away from this and turning away from that? What is this thing about, you know, all these different religions lead to the same God? What, you know, what is this tolerance? And it's like, what a minute, you know, what's going on here? And it's because we started following our desires, the church started following desires. And then he goes on and says, he lets us know that it's because, you know, you hear people dog out the false teachers all the time. These false teachers. But you have to understand that if you're sitting under a false teacher, it's because you choose to sit under a false teacher. Right. It's not their fault you're sitting there. You keep on trying to change them and change them when you need to change your address. They done told you who they are. They're a false teacher. They're not going to teach from the Word of God. They're going to teach what causes people to feel good. And how often have you heard people say, you're always teaching to so-and-so. You're trying to make them happy. You need to just let it rip. You know, God's laid this on your heart. And I talked about that in the early program. You can hear more about it. You know, and all of a sudden you start thinking about paycheck and income. It's like, listen, there ain't no paycheck big enough, according to the man that died in a car accident, a minister that died in a car accident under Reinhard Bonnke's ministry over there. It was a minister, and he went to hell, and he saw all these ministers in hell saying, give the money back. Give the money back, did he?
Yeah.
Give them, of all the things to hear, and it's what it is. They stayed there for their paycheck instead of for the God who actually created everything, including the wealth that they had. They thought that the people were giving them increase. They were sold out as a prostitute to a person who wanted Reverend Feelgood, you know? And if all of a sudden you say something that doesn't make them feel good, they say, don't you understand your job description here? I'm supposed to feel better. I'm supposed to feel better that I am running my husband. I'm supposed to feel better that my kids are running the parents here. I'm supposed to feel better about my choices of darkness. Your job is Reverend Feelgood. Can you please read your, right? It's in I.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And my lips will stick out so far, or I won't come for a while to your gathering, Reverend Feelgood. I'm waiting for you to show up to be able to minister to my needs. And it's like, anyway. And so I think about this, that, so it says that they gather around them. They gather around them. So it's not the teachers. It's actually you, an individual, that are deciding to be up under someone who actually helps you feel good in your bad desires. And the thing is like, well, what do you do with bad desires? Well, you just bring them to the cross. You have to understand, we all have fallen short. We all need Jesus Christ. God forgives us, and he heals us, and he delivers us, and there's grace for our journey. But if you walk away from God and you create your own God and your own doctrine and your own myths, I mean, you're alone in your sins. You have to live up under the law at that point. And then he goes on, and you think about this, that, well, you know, how many people are sitting up under, and this is one way, most people are making choices to sit up under false teachers. According to George Barna, 81% of Christians in America don't even pick up their Bible. So imagine that. If you don't pick up your Bible, how, and it's the truth, how are you going to know he or she's lying to you?
That's right.
I just got to take their word for it. I'm just so busy.
Yeah.
I mean, how busy are you going to be in hell, dude? I mean, come on. This is serious consequences. This is serious consequences, and God does not want that for you. But if you choose to be ignorant, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. 81% don't even pick up their Bibles at all. And out of the 19% or so estimated that actually do pick up their Bibles and read it, only 3% of those actually take it in as truth and evaluate what's being told to them is truth or not a lie. So you're not going to know. You're choosing to be lied to because you're refusing to find out what the truth is.
Right.
So you can say, well, I'm not choosing to have to be up under a false teaching. I don't want people to make me feel good. It's like, if you don't know what the truth is, if you don't even know what the Word of God is, and you're sitting here and you're trying to make all these decisions on God without even knowing anything about God, and you're having to take what they tell you as truth when you don't even know if it's true or not, which means more than likely, you know, especially with your inability to perceive that truth and receive it because you're not in the Word of God, that's not good. So you can be choosing, gathering around you many teachers, a huge staff of ministers who are Reverend Feelgoods to make you feel good. Because you're thinking if you follow God, you feel good. Everything feels good for you because you have chose not to get in the Word and read the Bible yourself if you're part of that 97%. So that's a choice that you're making to be in this place of end times. Then he says, a great number of false, flattering teachers basically will be gathered. What does that mean? That means there's a lot.
Yeah.
That means you could get a whole bunch of them, but they have to gather them. You understand? They don't just go out there and gather you. You choose to be up under that false teacher or not, which when they say there's a great number gathered around them, which means there's a great number to choose from. So don't be shocked. You're thinking like, is he really a false teacher? Is she really a false teacher? I just really like their hair. You know, I like the way they talk. They're a front loader and a downloader. You know, they like their ability to just deliver that thing. What? A lie? A flattery? You know, because it's important. And then he says, they turn their ears away from truth. Understand this, that the ears don't turn, but necks turn, channels on televisions turn, radio stations turn, mobile apps turn, feet turn. That's how you turn. You know, your ears don't turn, but when you walk away from the truth, when that man of God has preached the truth, prayed day and night for you and delivered that word of God over you, and you just walked away from that and you criticized him, that was God that you were speaking. It wasn't that man. That was God that you're walking away from. And so you can turn away, turn your ears away by turning your feet away. And then it says they turn to myths. They turn to myths. Man, there's so many myths today. It is ridiculous. Myths are traditions or legendary stories, usually concerning some being or hero or event without any basis or fact or explanation for them taking place. No, it just sounds good. Feels good. It's an event, a story, an idea, or a concept. It's an imaginary or fiction thing or person. It just ain't real. And I mean, you can be, I mean, look at all the false religions. Understand, you can have many false religions and false doctrines inside while you're professing to know Jesus. And he says, and they won't put up with sound doctrine. I want to close with this in about 5 seconds here. What this means is they won't tolerate you. They'll tolerate anything in the world. They'll tolerate every debauchery. They'll tolerate every religion, every false prophet. But when you stand up and you read, like this Phil Robinson guy over in Louisiana, he just read from his Bible.
Yeah.
Doctrine. It's not his doctrine. And what happened? So many in America, including ones in the church who claim to be Christians, who've sold out for darkness, they said, we are not going to tolerate you. We're not satisfied with our false teachers we gathered around us. We're not satisfied that we created our own Jesus, our own God. We want to take you down. We deliberately have no tolerance for sound doctrine. It's an aggressive thing. This is what he tells you to do. Francis Chan, and he delivered, I believe, a plumb line for all of us and a plumb line for the prayer movement. And a plumb line is something that you build from. It doesn't determine necessarily what you're going to build, but it determines how you're going to build. It determines the DNA of what you're going to build. Jesus calls himself the cornerstone. That's laid by the plumb line. And you notice it's the foundations of apostles and prophets, but it's built off the cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say Jesus is the foundation. Well, he says this, that he is the cornerstone. He's the plumb line. And the foundation is the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. But if they're an apostle and a prophet that's not building off the cornerstone, they're not building off of Jesus and the plumb line, it doesn't matter what you're building.
That's
it's
right.
All just built in vain.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a powerful thing. So we're going to be talking today about that. And we were speaking about it in the earlier programs. And plus, if we get a chance, we're going to be talking about a conversation the Lord's been laying on my heart to have for some time. As a matter of fact, the entire year last year, I could not get away from this issue. And I'm believing more and more that it is about how the Third Great Awakening is going to take place in America. I'm just feeling it. And Pat and I had a chance to really chat about it and spend some time talking about what God is saying and doing. And doesn't it kind of sense that that's got to happen first?
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot be unjust and expect a just God to pour himself out with a Third Great Awakening.
That's right.
You know, people's like, okay, I'm robbing a bank, but I want God to move. Mm. So you can't be robbing a bank and God's, and he's going to move all right. You know, Romans 13, right? 1-5, he's going to move you into a prison somewhere. I'm suffering for the Lord. No, you're not suffering for the Lord because you robbed the bank, son. That's why you're in here. You're not in here. The Lord's not, you know. And so understand this, that when Francis Chan was, and you've got to hear this earlier program. If you have not, you can go to the VFN Torch and hear it. Go to VFNTV.com and listen to it. You can watch him, as a matter of fact. But he's talking about, you know, if all the things that I could do, if I could do something, and he's about to speak to a lot of folks who are just going after God and deep desire to pray and just a passion for God. I would tell you one thing, read the Bible, read it, because people are going to lie to you. As a matter of fact, you're going to lie to yourself. You're going to have desires, and bad desires produce bad theology. And if you don't know the Word of God, if you don't know the truth, and this is the thing about it, and this is what I want to finish talking about. If you don't know the truth, how are you going to know what a lie is? Are you going to turn to someone else and say, hey, is that a lie?
Mm.
And if you're asking a liar, they may tell you, yes, that's the truth, when they're lying. And understand that, you know, it's kind of really naive, but people just lie.
Mm.
they lie. I mean, you don't want to really believe it. You're like, come on. Now, did you misspoke or did you mislie or mislead? And it's like, I think that was a lie. I'm not really sure. I've never heard so many creative ways. I mean, you always thought that children come up with great ideas.
Oh,
a lot.
My.
Well, actually, the cookie just bounced off. Like my grandson. My grandson blames everything on the dog. Everything on the dog. And so his mother, my daughter, goes into his room and finds his brother's toy, which was on the top shelf, on the floor, just broken to pieces.
Uh-oh.
So She comes in there and she looks at Charlie, and Charlie's just got this panic look on his face, shock. All the blood's left his face, and he's staring at Megan, his mom. And he goes, "Sam did it." Does it all, right? And he went into detail. He said, "Well, what happened was I taught Sam to climb up on the shelf." And he went into detail, and he climbed on the shelf, and he got up there and caused it to fall, and then he broke it.
Charlie.
But Charlie's a child. But I just saw a news clip from Congress and from Senate and from the executive branch. And I'm thinking, did you just blame it on Sam the dog? And so I taught the, you know, it's like, are you really? Is that what, you know? And the thing about, this is the thing about Charlie, though, this young boy. He was actually devastated. He knew he was wrong. Mm. He knew this was wrong. And you could just look at him and know that this I did wrong. Even though he was misspeaking, he was lying. I mean, you could just tell. But I'm looking people square in the eye today, watching them on newscasts, and you look them square in the eye, and you think, you don't even look. I mean, if you even knew that you were alive, if you knew how bad it is what you're doing right now, mm-hmm. that would give some sort of empathy.
Right.
But you don't even show a glance of reality that you just lied to the American people, that you just pulled people off of all their. Listen, if you don't have health insurance, if you don't have it, you know what it's like. And all of a sudden you had this sickness or disease or whatever it was, and you're getting treated, you're going through heart surgery, or your child's in the house, and all of a sudden they lied to you, and all of a sudden you're floating around like a ship in the ocean now, and you have no insurance because they said you could keep your insurance. And they come up very nicely and go, "Well, you know, in the roundabout way, I taught Sam to climb up the bookshelf and took it." But like, are you saying you lied? Is that what you're saying? You know, so these are some very important times. And of course, that's the world, whatever the world does. But we're hearing the very same thing in the church. And that's what we're talking about. And that's what Francis Chan was talking about. The reason why you got to get in the Word of God and you got to read the Word of God and study the Word of God is because people lie to you. You'll even lie to yourself if you don't know the truth. You'll start following your own desires. And he talks about that in 2 Timothy 4:3-4. He says, "For a time will come when men won't put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers who will tell them what they want to hear." You know, Reverend Feelgoods. "And they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." And that's so important because this is what the Word of God is saying. In the future, and I think the future is now, I think the time has now come, that people just like you will pick a path bound for destruction. You will pick ministers and people that are religious to put around you that cause you to feel good with your desires when your desires are the antithesis of what God expects from you and desired of you and said that He would empower you have the right desires if you turn to His Son Jesus Christ, and you're gonna choose to put them around you, and they're gonna walk you right straight to hell if you don't turn. If you don't turn, according to Morningstar Ministries,
Rick Joyner,
he says, if we don't turn, we're gonna burn. Mm. And so understand that. So he's talking, and this thing, he says, time has now come, and it's coming. And so it's our desires, as I talked about in the earlier program. You got to catch it, and you can find out the details in that. But also, there's a great number of these people who are Reverend Feelgoods. Think about it. If you want to feel good, you could just flip on the TV, and you know which ones feel good and which ones not. You know, okay, yeah, I want to feel good. I'm going to watch this one right here, yeah. Oh, man, sin's not real anymore. We can get beyond this. I don't have to repent. It's amazing. You know which one's Reverend Feelgood, right. Which one's not. But once you're walking with the Lord and you're spending time with Him, you're in the Word, you go, oh, dear God, look at all them folks listening to Reverend Feelgood. Mm. And so you first would think that the false teacher, which they're going to be dealt with, but understand this, if you're sitting under that false teacher, you chose to be there. You chose to turn yourself there. And that's what we're talking about today. You are making these choices. You're gathering around you. You're hiring. And how many people are on the pastor search committee who are going out to find somebody, and you're looking for Reverend Feelgood who's going to make you feel good and stick to the program that you've had for the last 20 years and not rock the boat and do exactly what Mr. and Mrs. Jones wants to do in the high tither. And no matter what happens, this is how it's going to go. And we hired you and we'll fire you if you move outside of the field good, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened? Is that a new altar? And that's Mrs. Jones' lips. She's sticking them out because I'm not making her feel good no more. You got to learn to stand on Mrs. Jones' lips and preach the truth.
That's it.
And that's what the Lord said. And by the way, those lips will go out so far, you got plenty of room to walk around. And I'm going to have an altar call around
that's
these
lips. That's a
platform. There's altar calls around these lips. And so, and they turn their ears away from the truth. And understand, ears don't turn, but channels do on television stations. Mm-hmm. Radio stations turn. Apps turn. You know, all those things turn. And what you're doing when you choose to go to a different place, to go to a place that with somebody makes you feel good in your sin and your darkness and the evil desires, then you've turned away from the truth. And then he says it turns to myth. And myths are something that people created. Listen, there's, what, thousands of religions out there? You don't think that you can come up with another Jesus? Paul said, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If anybody preaches to you another Jesus, what does that mean? There can be somebody else preaching to you, quote, this other Jesus, which means it's not Jesus at all. It's just they're using his name.
Mm.
And there's a lot of good things. They're doing good stuff that has nothing to do with the Jesus that we know. You can't say that it's not good what they're doing, but that ain't Jesus. If they say they're going to be God, I mean, that's not Jesus at the end of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That God was a man like us and we're going to be, that's not, you know, type thing. So I'm just saying, and so this is what I want to talk about, because he talked about, and I talked about in the earlier program, that, you know, Paul tells Timothy what to do. And we need to know, what do we do with this? But first of all, we need to do what Francis Chan said, you know, at the One Thing conference, which you can hear on the earlier program. He said, read the Bible. What we say all the time is abide, abide, abide. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get a simple plan. You need a simple plan that you can follow on a regular basis that brings you into this relationship with God and his word, where God can reveal himself to you. And with that, when he's revealing himself to you, he's revealing truth to you, which means when lies show up, no matter if they blame it on their dog, Sam, you're going to know it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how pretty it is and what kind of parade they have and what kind of musician they have come in there, an entertainer come in and kind of puff it up a little bit, or how they try to distract you from the argument and then change the narrative, that you can go, but let's go back to the original lie here. But he says, and this is important, and I started talking about it, but we want to go further because this is really makes perfect sense what's going on right this very moment. He says, they will not put up with sound doctrine. They won't put up with sound doctrine. And what that means is that this is a very interesting thing, because what you'll see, what we're seeing take place today, that people will put up with or tolerate anything. As a matter of fact, they're preaching tolerance. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. You're just not tolerant. You're just not tolerant. It's like, isn't it interesting that you're tolerant of everything, everything, I mean everything, except for the doctrine of Jesus Christ?
Mm.
You're tolerant of everything but God. Because if you're really preaching tolerance, then wouldn't you say, well, then you need to tolerate Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tolerate the Bible. You need to tolerate In God We Trust on the money. We need to tolerate the fact that our founding fathers had a biblical viewpoint of how we're here, how we were founded. You have to tolerate that. I mean, you would include all that, but that's called sound doctrine.
Hmm.
And so what you're seeing is you're seeing them not tolerate sound doctrine. So it's not like, you know, you're going to continue to go out and know it's going to be like it used to be in regards to when this time comes, and I believe it has come, that where you can just read from God's word publicly and all of a sudden everybody's going to pat you on the back and say, yeah, I don't believe in what you believe in, but you can say what you can say. No, they're going to actually not put up with it. And one good example of that is this man down south, Phil Robinson, he's a duck hunter down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the man reads from the Bible, you know, what God says in the Bible. And it's like all these people who are preaching tolerance immediately said, we're not going to put up with that sound doctrine. It wasn't like it was his doctrine.
Right.
He just read it. He just read it. And he read it in a way that helps us understand, hey, you know, he's us outside of God, and we can all find God. But he said it like it read, and it's not like his doctrine. Mm-hmm. And so sound doctrine came forth. And what happened? This is what happened. People will no longer stand for sound doctrine. And we're in that day. What does that mean? You're still going to have to stand for sound doctrine. Because understand, being an American, that we have a First Amendment. The First Amendment tells us in the U.S. Constitution that we have the right to speak openly about our beliefs. Not only that, about our religious beliefs. And government cannot get involved. We're talking about what Paul was telling Timothy, but also what was just said at the One Thing Conference, I believe, from the Lord to us all, who heard and to us all, Francis Chan spoke about. And you got to catch his, you can see it on the VFN Torch, you know, seeing him say it. But it says, Paul talks about there's time is coming, and I believe the time has now come because we're seeing it take place. Well, men will not stand for sound doctrine. Understand that. This is, you ever heard people say, I'm not going to stand for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like somebody's not going to stand up and say, hey, here's some sound doctrine. There's going to be zero tolerance for sound doctrine. And we're seeing that take place. And as I mentioned earlier, right before the break, but you're looking at in America, a country that God allowed to be here, has a constitution. And we are a nation of laws. And in the Constitution, we have amendments to the Constitution. The First Amendment is what your rights are as a citizen, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, whether you're a Buddhist or whether you're a Muslim or whatever, or just an agnostic. This is your rights as a American. You can, and this is what it says. The First Amendment says this. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging, which is stopping, the freedom of speech or of press. Understand that Christians in America, and this you're going to have to understand this, because I believe from what God has shown me and shown others that we're going to go through this rough place, but if we'll stand for sound doctrine, if we'll stand for Jesus, God will let us have America back. We'll get America.
Mm.
But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really rough. And we may be in heaven watching it take place. But understand, you know, we want to do what God's called us to in our season. But you're not illegal or violating any law because people don't like you. Because people say, I don't like what you're saying. Jesus said, you're going to have enemies. People are going to hate you. If they hated me, they're going to hate you. And you got to decide, do you want to be loved by God or do you want to be loved by the people who don't love God? I mean, you got to make up your mind. And God, and the First Amendment says that this man, Phil Robinson, and anybody else, you can say whatever you want to say. But what he said was he just quoted the best he could from doctrine. That's all he did.
Mm-hmm.
And America said this, and I was watching Lemon on CNN, who's
you know, Don Lemon.
Don Lemon, very nice man. But he says, you know, that he was attacking this guy's free right to having, you know, free speech and saying, you know, assaulting, I guess he would say, or just, you know, using the platform to come against him. And other ones were, you know, just coming. It's like, wait a minute. The very fact that we have press.
Hello.
That's what keeps us free. So you can say what you want to say, but it's not just CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. And by the way, according to an article I just read from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, only 35% of Americans are getting their news anymore from those sources. Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They're getting them from like VFN TV and VFN radio and blogs and all that. They don't realize how smart we are. You know, that we're like, okay, that was 3 years of stupid. I think we're going to move on.
Exactly.
And so, but with that, you have the right. You have to understand, you have the right. You have the right to say whatever you feel. And think about it. Jerks have done it for years. And as Christians, we're trying to like, yeah, don't rock the boat, don't do this. But I've already, but God's rebuking me, you know, just recently speaking to me because I'm trying to be too politically correct. But I just want to tell you right up front, my loyalty is to Jesus Christ. He's the only way to God. His Father is the only God, and there is no other God besides him. And my loyalty is to him, not to please you, to please him. But by pleasing him, I'll let you know that he loves you and I'll love you. And tell you that he'll forgive your sins. But I'm 100% completely, absolutely loyal to him. And if you're serving any other God other than God and his son Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you die, you will not be in heaven, period. You're choosing not to choose Jesus Christ, the only way to eternal life, which means you're going to be in hell because you chose that. Whether you were deceived or not, you made a choice. And so I just want to tell you right up front. We'll start the whole year out letting you know my loyalties to Jesus. Is that loyalty?
That's like, right.
Don't, you know, and, maybe, twisted. You know, I just want to make sure that I'm clear about that. And so when I say, you know, God loves this person, loves that person, it doesn't mean what you're doing is right. It doesn't mean the religion that you are involved in is not satanic and being led by Lucifer himself. It just means if you leave that, he'll forgive you and restore you. But what you're doing is wrong if it ain't Jesus. Is that clear enough?
That's clear. Yeah. It's English and me.
That's
clear.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm not walking around. Okay, good. <Sorry. laughs> Trying to make that sure. Okay, Lord, I said it. And so what we're seeing, the First Amendment is being attacked when Christians are standing up and saying, listen, you know, this is what the Bible says. I'm not saying that I live by this. I'm saying that God has forgiven me and I strive to live by that, but he forgives me on this journey and I go this way, but I'm not going to deny what his truth is. This is what he says. And all of a sudden you see all these people come after, and you saw others turn for him. But the whole thing is my concern is this, you know, as a side note, but we're in others' end.
Mm.
We're in a whole bunch of, if you have not heard sexuality in the church, you need to go to the VFN TV store and you need to get it. Because you'll be really surprised. I think it's like 50, 60, 70% of the church is addicted to pornography. And so if you think you can be in this it's not about straight sex. It's about getting sex straight.
That's
good. And because sexuality is a gift from God, but it's something the enemy comes after continually. And we try to fill it in so many different ways, but God says something about it. And there's a lot of people who claim to be with the Lord that got their hand in the cookie jar. It's just a different cookie jar.
Mm.
But we're not going to go there. And that's my concern, because when we stand openly for that, we got to say, okay, we got to be walking in all that.
That's right.
So they're going to eat your lunch. Anyway, so the First Amendment, you have a right to stand up and say, I love Jesus. His word is right. And I'm going to stand for him. And understand, just like what happened to Bill Robinson and others, people are going to come in against you. And this is your moment to shine for God and for those who love the Lord and will come to him. But 2 Timothy, this is what he tells Timothy to do. In chapter 4, verse 2 and 5, he says, preach the word of God. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. It's God-breathed. It's God-breathed. The word of God is God-breathed. Then he says in 5, he says, as he's talking about these things happening, he says, keep your head. Keep your head. And all this turning away and this intolerance of sound doctrine, don't lose your head and go stupid. Keep your head. He's telling, keep your head. It's going to be crazy. Keep your head in all situations, in hardship, in this intolerance that's going on, and do the work of an evangelist. In other words, tell everybody, continue to tell them about my love for them. Tell them that sin is real. I will forgive it. My son did die for sin, but you have to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And then he says, discharge all your duties as a minister. Do not leave this earth, ma'am. Do not leave this earth without offloading everything God has called you to do. We don't know how long our time is, and it will end, but this is what Paul told Timothy. He said, this day is coming. I say this day has come, and it's time for us to be the light that God has called us to be. It's time to subdue the work of an evangelist. Let everybody know God loves them. Sin is real. Jesus died for our sin. He will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but he is the only way to God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.